things that make you go, After the recent attempted bombing of an airplane in Detroit, the terror suspect is being afforded a taxpayer-paid lawyer, even though he is not a citizen of this nation and will be tried in a civil court. So, we are paying to defend someone who just tried to kill as many of us as he could. The way he was trained shows that his intentions was to bring the plane down over a metropolitan area like the city of Detroit, thus killing far more than just the passengers on the plane. If he had just wanted to kill the passengers on the plane, he could have tried to detonate the explosive over the ocean en route to Detroit. Admittedly now, what I am about to say is not what one would expect to hear from a Christian, but sometimes I think that if a terrorist like this young man that tried to blow this plane up doesn't succeed and gets caught, since he wanted to go to Allah by committing suicide, then we should oblige him and execute him without a trial. Mind you now, the Bible addresses this issue somewhat in the book of the law. The reason I say somewhat is the fact that his intentions were clear, and had he been able to carry it out, over 230 people on the plane and who knows how many on the ground would have been killed. Just because he didn't succeed does not necessarily excuse him from the punishment for what he tried to do. Civil courts, with all of their liberal-minded judges and juries, will, if this farce goes through, will probably set him free and then allow a trial lawyer to get him to sue the three people who restrained him on the plane for pain and suffering.